Welcome back. We're here. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell coming up at 5, and then Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. So a couple of years ago, we met and talked to our next guest, who had just done a thing called the Food Chain Project. His name is Itamar Gilboa. And the project itself is going to be making a U.S. debut next week as part of Expo Chicago. It'll be running Wednesday, September 13th through Sunday, September 17th at Navy Pier's Festival Hall. And we're going to have Itamar tell you all about it. It's a very interesting idea. The Food Chain Project, he created sculptures of everything he ate, every single thing he ate over the course of a year. And again, you can see this. And you can also purchase some of these sculptures. And the proceeds will go to Food Tank, which is a nonprofit organization that helps people who are hungry. And let's welcome Itamar back to the show. Itamar, welcome back.
Hi, Nick. Thank you. It's really nice to be back.
All right.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Tell everybody about your background. Did you study art?
Yeah, I studied art in Amsterdam and Art Academy in Amsterdam in 2000 to 2005 or 4. And from then, yeah, I'm originally based from Tel Aviv, but I moved to study in Amsterdam, and and that's where my base now, my studio in Amsterdam.
Do you just do sculpture, or do you do anything else?
Right now, in the past, I did paintings and video installation, but right now, with Food Chain, I did sculpture, and also with my recent project, it's sculpture. So, yeah, basically, I'm doing sculpture right now.
You're doing sculpture. Okay, excellent. And this project, the Food Chain Project, where did this idea come from?
It's basically come from me moving here from Tel Aviv, and, slowly, I realized that my diet changed, and I start to definitely eat different products that I was used to, and I got curious about it, but also in relation to my artistic development, which I was always busy with my own experiences, if it's about with my other works. So I thought about the idea, how interesting it will be to see how much one person consume in 1 year. So, and in order to do that, I decided to start a diary and write down everything I was eating and drinking. And only with one restriction, that I will not check this diary while I'm doing it, because I didn't want to change my eating habits. So I waited patiently for 1 year to finish everything and then to start to calculate and see how much I consume in 1 year. And it was shocking.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. And you would do a sculpture of each thing that you would consume, correct?
Yeah, exactly. What I did, I did the calculation, and I found out it's like 8,000 supermarket products that can cover all my consumption in 1 year. And so what I did, I started to make a sculpture from this product, if it's vegetables or if it's fruits, or also packaging and drinks and bottles, all of them made by special plaster or porcelain. And I kept them white and clean without the branding, so it will be only about the consumption and not by the experience of marketing in the supermarket as well. Mm. And then after I produced all these 8,000 sculptures, I'm at the supermarket, and I invited people, to come and see my consumption. And hopefully by doing that, to inspire them and to be more aware about their own consumption, because when I calculate the product I ate, I was shocked for things that I eat, and it totally changed my approach about what I should eat or not, and also made me much more aware about what's going on in our world. And that's why I also decided to join two NGOs, a non-profit organization, and to try to, if people want to take an action, they can buy the sculpture and support this amazing non-profit organization that's busy with food issues worldwide.
Now, the first time that you did this as a display, you set it up like a grocery store and people could come in and walk down the aisles and everything, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and I mean, I saw pictures of it, and it was really amazing, Itamar.
Thank you.
And what was the response that, when people would come and see the exhibit?
Yeah, shocking, because first of all, they appreciate the artwork because they realize that it's very difficult, long work. I had to work on it a few years to make it possible and to produce the sculptures. And secondly, immediately it become a confrontation because they think about, okay, if we ate this and this, what I eat? If this is all the bottle of red wine, how many wine I drink, or sweets, or soft drinks, et cetera, et cetera. So they develop immediate dialogue, but also for me it was really revealing. It's really personal, you know, to expose to everybody what you consume. It says a lot about you. And personally, I didn't like so much, you know, to share this information, but that was part of the project because I wasn't proud of what I ate so much. Let's say it like this, or drank. And of course, later on, you know, they also buy a beautiful artwork, but by doing they also support NGOs. So it was like, I think it was a nice event to everyone.
Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to seeing it on running on Wednesday, September 13th through Sunday, September 17th at Navy Pier's Festival Hall. Now, this isn't the entire collection is not going to be at the at Navy Pier, correct?
Correct. Unfortunately not, because it's very limited inside. First of all, I'm so happy and glad that the art fair accept our application and chose us to show it, because it's a very prestigious art fair and it was really difficult to get in. So really happy about it. And so it's going to be a small size presentation of all the sculptures, with this time also an highlight about junk food, especially. I made a special series for junk food of gold chromed, which communicate again with the two key words, key things that I would like to discuss, which is hunger and obesity. And that's also why I also do the collaboration with Food Tank that put a lot of effort and issue around that.
Now,
also maybe
I was just going to say, how did your consumption of food change after this experiment?
It changed rapidly in a way that, like, I when it came for let's say soft drinks, which I drank a lot, I almost stopped with that. Sweets, meat also went rapidly, and also again, it's not something that I'm proud of, but the amount of liters of alcohol that I show, I realized that I'd consume was also really surprising and frightening, so that's also changed a lot. Because, you know, I was used to drink one or two glasses of wine a day, which is fine, and sometimes beer or hard liquor, but when you start to see all the calculation in 1 year, it's a lot. So that's something that also totally changed. But again, it changed, but in the same way, it's also led me more to think about where to buy, how to buy, and, you know, it opened me much bigger spectrum of awareness about in total food, in food.
And people can purchase some of these sculptures, correct? And then the proceeds will be donated to Food Tank?
Correct. Yeah, exactly. I was looking for, because in the past when I was here, I worked with different NGOs. But for me, it was really important to find a really good, interesting NGO in the States if I work with doing that. And then Food Tank is also originally from Illinois, and it started by Danielle Minerberg. And it's amazing, a nonprofit organization doing amazing work in the States and worldwide. So it's really a privilege that they agreed to collaborate with me and to accept to do it together. So I'm really happy about that.
That's great. And congratulations on all this, Edamarno. What are you working on now? Anything?
Yeah, I'm already working for the last year and a half about a new project. It's called Body of Work, which I'm doing it with leading technological companies. With Siemens, I'm scanning my body with MRI, and then with Stratasys, which is American, with Anatomaj, it's one American company. We take all the data of my body and turn it into 3D files, and then with another American company, Stratasys, we're printing all my body parts.
Wow.
In a way, I'm doing a self-portrait with the most advanced technology that now exists in the world, and I'm going to exhibit all my body parts, partly printed and partly with the interpretation of my work. So I will change it to something else. And you're basically going to, yeah, see my body inside, outside.
So
it's a nice continuation for the food that I consume.
No, that makes sense. I mean, it's a great follow-up to this project. How are the results coming along with this one so far?
Crazy.
Yeah.
First of all, it's so weird to see your own skull and your own bone system or digestive system. And also, one part of it, which is very fascinating, I'm doing with few research university, brain research university, functional MRI, which is highlight your activity in your brain while you expose yourself to all kind of sound and images. And what we're trying to achieve, and do it with few universities in Israel and in the Netherlands, is to find the area that's active while I'm working on the project. And we're also showing that, and we're also printing this part of the brain that activates. So in a way, it's going to be also conceptual sculpture of brain pieces, which I like my, you know, way of not thinking, but area that active while I'm busy with my work.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's exciting, and it's so much new technologies are developing every day, so it's
right.
really fascinating.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the project is amazing. The Food Chain Project, you can get the sculptures if you want. You can order them, and you can donate it. All the money will be donated to Food Tank. And you can also check out the website, foodchainproject.org, and expochicago.com. It'll be running Wednesday, September 13th, through Sunday, September 17th, at Navy Pier's Festival Hall. And there you go. Itamar, really fascinating, fascinating stuff.
Can I have just mention a few things? So first of all, our booth is 162.
Okay.
In the fair.
Okay.
That's our number. If people want to follow it, they can also follow it on my Instagram, Itamar Gilboa. I will put photos all the time of the exhibition. And I also want to thank Mondrian Fund from the Netherlands that make it possible, and also the consul Israeli attaché in the Chicago that also helped to make it happen.
Okay. Well, congratulations again, man.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Okay, absolutely. There you go. Itamar Gilboa, everybody. It is called the Food Chain Project. He makes sculptures of everything that he ate for an entire year, everything he consumed for an entire year. To see the original pictures of the exhibition, where it was made to look like a grocery store, Esmeralda. All of his sculptures were set up like a grocery store, and it was all stuff that he ate in one year. And people would walk in and just look and see all of the things that he consumed, and it's pretty cool. So a big portion of that is going to be at Navy Pier.
Very neat.
So, very, very, very cool stuff.